With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, this is great. One of my favorite people in the world joining us now on 99.5 The Mountain, comedian and author, Tom Papa.
Mikey.
Tommy, how you doing?
How's it going?
Good. Hey, so look, man, we don't see you for a couple months, and now you have like 9 new gigs, including author. You've written a book, and I just don't know what to make of you anymore. What's the book called, and what inspired it?
The book is called Your Dad Stole My Rake and Other Family Dilemmas. It was pretty much inspired by my act. You know, I've been doing stand-up for a long time, and I talk a lot about family, as you know. And when I would come off stage, inevitably, some guy would come up and say, are you living in my closet or something? It's like you know everything about me. You know, I've been watching your family for 20 years, and let me show you what I've learned. And I broke the whole book up into chapters based on people in your family, moms, dads, kids, cousins, crazy aunts, pets, the whole thing. And I figured a book would allow me to tell the stories a little deeper and be a little funnier and actually have it down almost like as a manual to survive your family.
Very valuable information for everybody to have, right?
Indeed.
Is the process of writing a book wildly different from what you do as a writer who writes his own stand-up material?
Not wildly different. Just the end part is different. When you do stand-up, you write it, you bring it up on stage, and the audience tells you whether or not it's funny or not, and you kind of edit, and then you go back on stage the next night, and you keep working at it that way. But with the book, you obviously have no audience, so it's up to you to kind of trust yourself. You become like the audience member. The process of editing it down after you initially write it still holds, but now it's just you trusting that you know what to cut and what to leave in, and hopefully what is funny.
My guest on 99.5 The Mountain is stand-up comedian and actor and now author Tom Papa. His first book is called Your Dad Stole My Rake and Other Family Dilemmas. Once you got this stuff written down, Tommy, did you perform any of it live, the stuff that's in the book?
I have taken some of the essays up on stage and read them, because I might do that on Colbert or Conan next week. And I just wanted to see, like, as a written thing, that's one thing, but could I stand in front of an audience? Would they laugh as much as I want them to? And I took them up on stage the other night at a club, and they played well. They played rhythmically like the stand-up. So possibly on Conan and Colbert next week, I might actually read from it.
Yeah, as if you don't have enough stuff going on, Tom. You're also the head writer and performer on a radio show called Live From Here, right?
Yeah, the formerly known as Prairie Home Companion.
Yes.
I do a monologue each week on there called Out in America, which has been really well received, and I really love doing it. I'm out on the road all the time, and I figured, well, let me just shine a light on all the good people in America. So I've really just been keeping my eyes and ears open and meeting all these cool people that are out there just living their lives. And when I was younger, you would meet people on a plane, and they'd want to talk and stuff, and I was like, this guy's annoying. Trying not to talk to him. Now I'm like, I'm the guy trying to get people to talk. And it's cool. It's like, you know, you really discover a lot of very interesting, funny people when you're traveling around.
Do you feel like something has changed in you, or do you feel like you're just more receptive to the possibilities of, I don't know, let's see what this person has to say?
I don't know. I think I have kind of changed in a way. I'm definitely a lot more accepting, and I'm a lot more, celebratory is the right word. It's kind of been a reaction to all the noise and divisiveness that we're fed all the time, and I just didn't buy it. I just don't believe it. And I always had the theory that people are pretty cool and kind, and they look out for each other for the most part, and it's almost like I'm putting that kind of idea into action. It's actually changed me and made me realize that that is true. Like, meeting all these people has kind of inspired me and made me more accepting.
You know, that's a pretty strong, like, kumbaya kind of moment for a guy from Jersey.
Yeah. Well, it's not to say I'm, like, completely blissed out. You There's some times I'm in a crowd and I'm just like, oh, get me out of here.
Good. You don't want to totally lose that.
No, we're all human beings. You can't love everybody. And some guy comes onto the plane and he's in flip flops and a sleeveless shirt and his hairy man boobs are sticking out the side. I may not love that guy so much.
Yeah. Are you still gonna have time for stand up? I mean, you got all these other things going on.
Yeah, I'm. My schedule is a little insane right now, but I'll be rolling through Denver in September, end of September.
Okay.
Hey, are you still drinking Rickles?
The legendary Rickles Martini. Well, not at the moment, but yeah.
I just want to make sure that you're still on track. Mike and I both like martinis, and then we saw that the Rickles just throws vodka on top of ice, chucks an olive in it, and just drinks it. Mike and I have been toasting those for a couple of years now.
That's right, via social media. I mean, I think we could both agree that if you aspire to be like anybody, it's Don Rickles. How are you going to go wrong there?
Absolutely. He's our spirit animal.
Actor, comedian, and now author, Tom Papa. It's always great to talk to you, man.
Again, the book is called Your Dad Stole My Rake and Other Family Dilemmas. If you had to pitch somebody in like 30 seconds on why to buy the book, what would you tell them?
If you ever grew up in a family, if you've made your own family, or if you're trying to leave your family, this is a book for you. It's hilarious, and it gives a perspective of family life and lets you know that you're not alone.
Well, this is all really great stuff, Tom. Congratulations. I'm really happy for you. It's always great to see you succeeding out there in the world.
Thanks, man. I can't wait to see you. I'll come in September.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Have a great summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.